like you've been getting some good plays with Jake. How can you describe the chemistry between you and Jake?
We've always had that chemistry, and it's been building every day. And it's not only on the field, but off the field as well. We're locker buddies, so we always have fun together and have become really close this season. So it translates, you know, onto the field as well. So we love Jake. He's awesome.
Speaking of Jake, is it kind of interesting or intriguing to you that he's kind of emerging as kind of the face of BYU football, kid from, you know, outside the culture and all that? And kind of moving in seamlessly to that.
Yeah. I've always known that he had it in him to become just a good ambassador for this university. Even though he has a Jewish background, it doesn't matter. He has that faith in him. He's a good dude that loves the fans, loves the kids, and the kids want to be like him because that's how he lives his life. And he's just fit into that role so well. And, I mean, it comes from making plays on the field. And he's been doing that, and he's been fitting into that role as well. And I'm very proud of what he's done so far and what he's going to do for this university and his legacy that he's going to leave in the future.
I was just going to ask you, have you seen him kind of grow into that role as his confidence grows and his
performance? Oh, of course, yeah. He's really bought into the culture here at BYU. I think that's the biggest thing. And then people start to see that and want to be like him, players on this team, and also put people away, not on the team. So he's really just fit into that role perfectly. You know, a BYU quarterback's a big shoes to fill, right? So he's done so great in that.
Remember the first time you met Jake?
I remember he came in, a couple years ago, and a little JUCO kid. And he slung the ball. We knew he had the confidence and the fire. He always had the same fire to go out and make plays, and he'd always been making these amazing throws. Even if he was the backup, there was always that, if he came in, he's going to make some amazing throws. So we always knew Jake had the skill set and the mindset to play at a high level, and now he's showing it, you know, being one of the best quarterbacks in the Big 12 and in college football.
I know Keaton kind of leaned on you to navigate the Pro Bowl landscape and culture. Has Jake done the same thing, or maybe who's his go-to guy?
Yeah, I think he's done well at becoming friends with everyone and kind of figuring things out and making sure that he knows BYU really well and knows the all the good places to go. And I think he's just become friends with everyone. I think he has a girlfriend here, so I'm sure that helps too. She can show him around, and I don't know if I should mention that.
Sells a bachelor's off the market.
Yeah, sorry, girls. Sorry, ladies. No, he's the man. So it's been awesome to become close with him, take him around BYU, and see him fit in so well.
What is your podcast going to have? DMD football, all faith? What's going to have?
Yeah, so we're just going through the Come Follow Me. So just talking about Christ, and that's the biggest thing that we wanted to do, me and Connor, was show that BYU football players, that we play through Christ, and that's the most important thing to us as football players. And I think it's been helping us a lot on the field as well, as we trust in him and trust in God, that that's what it's all about. So it's been fun to do it with Connor.
When you look at this Central Florida defense, what do you see? What stands out about this unit?
They're very disciplined. They have really good players on the outside, long corners that are fast and quick. So they trust their guys and man, and also scheme up different types of stuff as well. So we need to play our game and really focus in and do well. So I'm excited for this matchup, and it's going to be a fun one.
Where did the idea for your podcast come from? Did Connor just call you one day? Did you text him?
Yeah. We wish we started it a lot earlier. But he, just this past summer, he was talking about it. Hey, we need to get our own gear and just start it. And then we started talking with BYU Radio, and they said, how about we just do it, help you guys out a little bit. So they helped us out, and we're able to get it rolling. So we're about 3 episodes in, and we hope to keep it going for forever. So
you've already got some guests, some religion professors and stuff.
That's right. That's right. Yeah, we got Brad Wilcox tomorrow. He's going to hop on. So that's going to be fun. Yeah, a little sneak peek into our next episode. So
I think Jay and Aaron didn't want to use the term wake-up call from the Oklahoma State game.
Yeah.
Are the players talking in that way, or was that sort of a wake-up call for you guys?
No, I think it's just showing that we can trust both sides of this, the the team. It was awesome to see offense come down and win on that last drive and show that we can be reliable. Defense has done such a great job, and that's been the talk of the first seven games. And now showing as well offense being able to step up as well and putting a full game together as offense, defense. And I think it's scary because we haven't played our best football yet. So it's scary, I guess, for other teams and for the rest of the season that we can play a lot better, and we're going to. So I'm excited for everything to come together on offense and